Later this morning, the Climate Change Authority is expected to recommend a 19% cut to Australia's greenhouse gas pollution by 2020. That's a significant increase on the government Abbott government's current aim to cut emissions by 5%. 2 weeks ago, the federal government announced another review of the renewable energy target, with renewables planned to deliver a large chunk of Australia's 2020 carbon cuts, more than 100 million tonnes of those cuts, in fact. Many environmentalists and some in the renewables sector fear this government review is aimed at winding back or diluting the 2020 renewable energy target. In a moment, we'll speak to two representatives of the energy industry. Ben Burge is Chief Executive of Meridian Energy Australia, which builds renewables. Matthew Warren is CEO of the Energy Users Association of Australia. But first, let's go to one of the key criticisms of renewable power. It's been argued that the use of renewables and the mandated use of renewables increases retail power bills by up to 5% or more in some cases. That's the bill you pay, I pay. But a new report commissioned by Meridian shows renewable power is actually helping to cut wholesale energy prices. So why are we paying more? Our environment editor Greg Borschman reports.
For years, the story's been a pretty simple one, really. Tens of billions of dollars worth of subsidised renewable energy, mainly wind and solar, jacking up power prices. But just how much do we actually know?
Yeah, look, simple question. A little bit complex, really, to answer in practice. But most of the work out there is suggesting somewhere in the range of 3 to 5% of your typical residential electricity bill in Australia is paying for the renewables, particularly the renewable energy target.
For families, that's somewhere between $12 to $64 every year, according to the Climate Change Authority. But now, there's a very big twist. During the heat wave in South Australia and Victoria last month, consultants Sinclair Knight Mertz estimate that wind farms, at certain times, actually cut the wholesale price of power by 40%. Yes, that's 40%.
Look, it sounds strange, doesn't it? We keep being told how expensive these technologies are, and they are expensive to build. But once you've built a wind farm or put PV on your roof, they have, you know, very low operating costs. You're not purchasing fuel or anything. So their impact is actually to effectively increase competition in the wholesale market and reduce prices.
That's Ian McGill, Joint Director of the Centre for Energy and Environmental Markets at the University of New South Wales.
You know, this is pretty much accepted now by all of the stakeholders in the industry, whether it's Minister McFarlane, who's noted this issue of downward price pressure and the role renewables are playing, or even the large coal-fired generators in the market who are also complaining about the impact the renewable energy target's having on reducing prices and therefore their profitability.
In some ways, this is an old story. The only catch is that, by and large, retail consumers haven't twigged. But for the best part of a decade, the incumbent fossil fuel operators have known. For example, in confidential submissions back in 2007, brown coal generators in Victoria successfully lobbied for a six-year delay to the state's 10% renewable energy target. Professor Mike Sandiford is director of the Melbourne Energy Institute.
It was the concerns of the existing generators, the brown coal generators in Victoria, that the 10% target by 2010 would deliver too much renewable energy too quickly and so would reduce the wholesale electricity prices. And that would adversely affect their existing operations. A clear statement that this new renewable energy generation would help to suppress wholesale prices.
Fast forward to 2014, and it's exactly the same reason the big retailers and generators are once again behind a push to water down Australia's 2020 large-scale renewable energy target, or LRET. Due to falling demand and the impact of wind and solar, the price of wholesale power has dropped by about a third in the past year or two. So who's actually benefiting? Dr. Ian McGill from the University of New South Wales again.
If you're a large industrial customer and you're renegotiating your contracts with a retailer, or perhaps you are even purchasing directly from the wholesale market, you'll be seeing those price reductions in the wholesale market in the contracts that you're being offered. If you're a residential customer, it's a bit of a different story.
Ben Vanderwaal is Managing Director of Rome Consulting in Brisbane. He says retail consumers should soon start to see cheaper bills, thanks at least in part to the investment generated by the Renewable Energy Target, or RET.
The amount of renewable generation that has been stimulated by the RET will deliver long-term benefits. And as we see, the cost of fossil fuels, particularly gas for power generation, escalating very quickly over the next few years. So that benefit will start to be magnified going forward.
South Australia already has around 30% wind and solar power. Dr. Hugh Sadler is Principal Climate Change Consultant for Pitt and Sherry. He says there's still plenty of potential for renewables to cut prices even further.
Experience in South Australia has shown that we can have a large amount of wind and other renewables and still have a safe and secure operation of the electricity supply system. So we could certainly accommodate a lot more renewable generation in Victoria and New South Wales, and all else being equal, that would put further downward pressure on prices of electricity.
So fiddling with the renewable energy target then is more about protecting the fossil fuel incumbents than it is about the consumer?
I would say that that is a fair conclusion to reach, yes.
Dr. Hugh Sadler is Principal Climate Change Consultant for Pitt and Sherry, ending that report from our Environment Editor Greg Borschmann.